Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Drive Time Hour. This is Julie Tomorrow here at WDRT Station, and I am really excited to be interviewing two folks today who are members of a radio station down in Marshall, North Carolina. So a little bit about why I'm excited about this is I spent over a year working after Hurricane Katrina and helping people after that situation, and I just really saw and knew and could really viscerally understand everything that happens in and after a disaster, such as how Hurricane Helene moved through much of the southwest or southeast of the United States. So when I saw through a friend who was one of the co-founders of WART, I saw on their Facebook page that the radio station there had been completely devastated, as with much of the town. I knew we could do something here. I knew we had a lot of solidarity in our community with flooding. I knew that we are a generous and compassionate community, and I knew that a good dance party could bring out folks and raise some funds. And so I reached out, and the good folks down there at WART were more than happy to hear from us and receive our help. So we are glad to be here today, and look forward to talking with you, Chuck, and with you, Joel. How are you folks doing down there?
We're hanging in there, Julie.
I'm back with y'all.
You're back with us? All right, great. A little technical difficulties, but I guess you'll have that here, even in the modern era. So, great. We want to just sort of talk to you guys about how things are going down there, but why don't you first introduce yourself? Chuck, I know you're one of the co-founders of the radio station. Do you want to tell us a little bit about yourself?
Sure. My radio roots run deep, and they began in Marshall at a little AM radio station that's up on the hill that was not affected by the floodwaters because it's on the high ground. I moved on from there to work in local radio in Raleigh and in Asheville, and moved on to work for the Associated Press for almost 20 years in Washington. And now I'm doing international media development, working with community radio stations around the world.
Cool. All right. Nice. Well, you are well networked into the community radio station family. And what about you, Joel?
Well, I'm a DJ at WART, have been for almost 5 years now, and I'm just living out a dream and just doing something that I've always wanted to do. And the fact that we have a community-driven radio station like this to give me that opportunity is just absolutely amazing. Thank you to Chuck and the rest of the crew for getting it all put together.
What a
in the
truly...
meantime, I'm a coffee shop owner. I've owned Zuma Coffee in downtown Marshall for the last 23 years.
And how is your coffee shop?
The coffee shop is gone at the moment. Everything washed away with the river, and we're in the process of talking about rebuilding.
All right. Well, glad to hear that, and we can talk more about that in a little bit. I'd love to hear more about the radio station, Chuck, and kind of, you know, how that got going, how you're affiliated with, I believe it's Madison County Arts Council, and where you were operating out of your little radio station before the storm.
We were on the, I guess, the south end of town in a little Southern Railway red caboose. I think we might have been the only radio station in a train caboose in the U.S. and probably the world. We were 6 to 8 feet away from the main rail tracks and about 12 feet away from the French Broad River, which flooded. A train caboose that was not modified. So in the wintertime, it was freezing cold. In the summer, it was like a sauna, and Joel can probably attest to that more than I can.
Oh, yeah. Yes, indeed.
And we had a control board, we had a computer, we had microphones. It was kind of a cool setup, really. And I remember the day before the storm, I went to the studios, and I just to look around, and I thought, okay, maybe the water will get up to the wheels, but I never dreamed it would just take the caboose and send it, fling it 300 feet down the street in Main Street and flip it on its side. It was absolutely shocking to me when I saw the drone footage. I was in Asheville at the time, and I saw this drone footage of this. It was very high up, very high, a drone shot. And it began, and I saw this little red line, and I'm like, what is that? And then I zoomed in, and it's like, oh my God. I'm still shocked looking at that photograph. I just couldn't believe it. I just could not believe that. And then I saw the footage for the whole town, and it was like the river had taken the town completely. What, Joel, 26 feet, something like that?
Yeah, 26. maybe 27.
That is a lot of water.
And it's shocking to me.
And water can be so powerful when it moves through like that. It really, you know, can really do a lot of damage, as we all know now.
And I just want to say that Joel, you know, plays music, but he does so much more. Since the flood, he's kind of been the psychotherapist for the community. He has really talked things through with folks, talked things through with himself. And I think that was so needed for our little town. And, And he's been there, you know, pretty much 8 to 5, Monday through Friday. And just, you know, playing great songs and powerful music and powerful words from Joel and from the songs as well.
That really means a lot too. And when a community is fractured in this way, to have that kind of heart that you can all turn to really has a powerful effect for everybody. You know, when everything feels unstable, to have something consistent is very meaningful. That's really beautiful to hear. Thank you, Chuck, and thanks, Joel, for being that person for your community. That's awesome.
You betcha.
Sure.
Maybe that's a little bit like what a coffee shop is in the good times, is that gathering place. And
it's kind of what I've been doing at the coffee shop for the last 23 years, in helping to build and create community. And this has just been a really nice way to continue that effort, and it gives me a much broader voice and probably to some people who have never been into the coffee shop before.
Yeah. So,
go ahead.
Oh, I was gonna ask Joel, where were you on the day of the flood? How did you know that your coffee shop had gotten damaged? Were you in town?
Well, I had a pretty amazing vantage point. I live directly across the river from my coffee shop. So from my third floor apartment, I watched all the events unfold.
Wow.
The buildings that Chuck talked about going down Main Street, I witnessed that live.
Whoa.
So it was amazing to see it all. I can see the back end of my shop, and I could see the window rising above my back door, which is at about the 8-foot stage right there in the streets.
Yeah.
So I knew then the store was going to be gone. I didn't know the extent of it till I walked in on Sunday morning, and most of the equipment had gone out the window, all the tables and chairs. Just about everything was out of the kitchen, was either mangled into a mess or also out of the window. But my chalkboards were left standing, and certain things were still there that gave a lot of hope as to what could come back.
That's nice. That's good that there's some hope there, even when it feels pretty tragic.
Yes.
How about the town as a whole? I mean, I know that those first days and weeks right after a storm, it's kind of urgent to gut spaces and move things and debris out, but then that creates a big piles of debris.
Yes,
and stuff. How's the town moving?
I can speak to that a little bit. Right now, I'm in the parking lot of where our radio station is, and it's right next door to a spot called Nanostead. And within about 24 to 48 hours, they had already organized their space to become the ground central for volunteers, for feeding people, making sure people have water, distribution of work gear, anything you can imagine. They now even have been bringing in food trucks to feed people. There's a wellness center, and it is its own little village now. After 3 weeks, it is running like its own small city. And that was organized by the folks, the local people. Most of the people here have earth skills. They're hunter-gatherers. They're not waiting for help. They are the help. They yes. jumped in right away. And within 3 weeks, our downtown area has been primarily cleaned of the buildings, the streets. Traffic is moving normally now, and we are light years ahead of where most people are at this point. It's just been incredible to see this community use their skills. We have just amazing people with unique skills here. Just as Chuck was saying, he's done this type of radio station worldwide. Those are the kind of individuals that are here.
That's wonderful. That's great to have resilient and capable people in your community who really see that they have a level of power in a situation like that. Are you feeling like you're getting government help at all as well? Are they showing
Absolutely.
Up?
Absolutely. FEMA's already been here. They were here before the storm hit, getting prepared. They've been here with boots on the ground. They've been helping individuals fill out forms. They have sent in the troops, the Corps of Engineers. It's amazing, amazing the amount of help they have been. We couldn't have been this far without them.
Everyone coming together, doing their roles and doing what they can do. That's pretty powerful. So
yeah, it's very powerful and very positive.
Yeah.
Everybody's attitude has been pretty fantastic.
Yeah, can't have anything but solidarity with each other when you're all in the same.
We're a town of 800 people.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and that's a nice size for, you know, knowing that, you know, knowing your neighbors, knowing your community, knowing that,
Absolutely.
You know, these are all real people who are dealing with real stuff.
Indeed.
Nobody's above or separate from anyone else. So the radio station is currently broadcasting from a shop in town. How's that going for you? And you're broadcasting daytimes there?
Well, I just want to give a big shout out to the Community Housing Coalition and Reclaim Madison. They're in what used to be a Mexican restaurant, a beautiful log cabin. And we're right up at the front, looking out the window into the parking lot. And I don't know if they're still doing this, but when someone would walk in, there was a bell above the door. And if you were live on the air, you would hear ding. So it kind of felt like, you know, we were just, you know, literally in a storefront with the ringing bell. But they've been so gracious and so wonderful in allowing us to set up our little control board and the little mixer and microphones and so forth, and they're moving furniture around behind us and stuff. But I really like the atmosphere, and as Joel was saying, right next door we can go grab someone and they can give us information on volunteering and so forth and so on, where oxygen is available for elderly folks out in the county that may need it. I know there for a little while there was no internet or anything, and you know, people really depended on radio to you know, find out what was happening.
That is a true beautiful thing about community radio on this scale, is that you are on the ground, you are of the community, you are able to know the needs of the community and to be so responsive and immediate. That is such a blessing. I'm sure that much of your community is grateful for the role you're playing.
Yeah, we were off the air for several days after the storm because, you know, we took a wallop there with the caboose and everything. But as soon as we got back on, we just got dozens and dozens of people saying thank you for coming back. I mean, it was the first normal thing, I think, you know, having our little radio station back on and telling people what's happening and just playing music. And I think there were some folks in downtown Marshall that had speakers and had us on down there as they were scraping up the muck and stuff. It was just, you know, a way to kind of sort of forget, you know, a little bit and just be a little bit normal having our radio station back, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. What an amazing role you've been playing. That's so powerful, and we're really grateful that you were able to get there on the air and keep on going. Is the caboose still there in the road?
It's been flipped over. Joel, you may have more details on that. I know it's been flipped over. I don't know how it got flipped back right side up, but it's there. I went in it the other day and looked at the control board, and it was, you can imagine, it's been a flood.
Yeah, apparently some train enthusiasts who have done this sort of stuff before came by, and Eric, who is a program director at the local art community, Arts Council, he directed them, and all together they were able to get it back up on its being upright again, and it was great to be able to see that. Again, that was just another sign of hope.
Nice.
But the wheels, somewhere in the storm, the wheels, those steel wheels, came off. They're sitting over beside the caboose. And one positive thing that just come out of this, I don't know if you've seen the photograph of the computer, our main computer, but we pulled the hard drive out of it, and one guy said there's a 10% chance you can recover the data. Well, yesterday he said this mud puppy hard drive, he was able to get all the data off of it, believe it or not.
Woo, victory there.
Hey, Chuck, I need to talk to him.
Yeah, Clay Hooker is the guy that really got Clay. Us back on the air.
Yeah, he's
wonderful. The guy's a genius.
Yes, he is.
Oh, that's amazing. That's a nice thing to know, to kind of be able to, you know, salvage something so valuable from what looked like a pretty catastrophic loss. And yeah, the wheels right there off of the caboose in the photos I've seen, they're separate, but they're together in a, you know, way that maybe kind of gives you a little hope for reusing. And maybe it was to your benefit that the caboose had never been refurbished or anything, and maybe it can just be cleaned out and stood up and relocated, and you can keep on trucking.
Yeah, high ground for sure.
I just want to make sure that everyone who is listening in our WDRT audience is aware that they can just go right now to wartfm.org and donate to your radio station, or they can join us on Saturday, October 26th, for our event at the VFW, where we will be hosting a fundraiser as well. But yeah, you guys sure could use the support. And I know that WORT in Madison has offered a challenge grant of $5,000 to help you guys get back on the air from your own location and back to doing the hard work that you've been doing, keeping the community connected. So I hope everybody out there gets a chance to donate today or soon or during our event on Saturday. How's the kind of rebuilding effort for people's homes and that kind of stuff in the town? Are people returning? Are people taking some time away to just let, you know, debris removal go on? Yeah. What is the big picture like down there?
I can speak to that a little bit.
Yeah.
Like I was saying, I live in the apartments directly across the river. Our first floor was affected, but that was the business part of it. The top two floors, the residences, were not affected. And most of those residents have moved back into their spot. The downtown area, a few people that were living here are back in their apartments, but for the most part, downtown is not really livable right now. It was taken away by the river to an extent that there's a lot of cleanup and remediation still to be done.
Yeah.
The community right next to us, the Rollins community, they were hit really hard also and affected deeply by the river. And they're going to have a hard time coming back. So those folks are going to be displaced for a while. As far as the long term is that people are already talking to architects, contractors have been hired, and people are already talking about the rebuild at this point. And mind you, that's only 3.5 weeks after Helene came through.
Yeah, yeah. Long road to go, but
very long.
The community is committed to returning and rebuilding.
I just want to say, Julie, Joel's Place, Zuma Coffee's kind of a community gathering spot. They had live music on Thursday evenings with a famous guy. I think he played with Bill Monroe, Bobby Hicks. He passed a few weeks ago. But Joel, when are you going to reopen? Do you know?
They're telling me maybe April or May is possible. Mm-hmm. 2 weeks ago, I would have said a year or more, but somehow through this town and its devotion, they're thinking with the bones of my building and the location that it is, it can happen pretty quick.
Well, that'll mean a lot to the community to be able to have that heart to to gather in that hub to gather around.
I just drove by and saw an architect drawing up plans inside my shop.
Oh, all right. That feels good.
Pretty amazing.
Yeah, yeah. Marshall's kind of an old town, just through photos, it looks like it has a lot of history there.
Indeed. In fact, the Zuma building is on the historic registry.
Oh, wow. And its structure stood.
Structure is good. Yes, ma'am.
All right. Well, that is those small blessings that you just have to be grateful for in these bigger tragedies. But sounds like your community is full of hope and spirit and strong people and committed to rebuilding and rebuilding together. And that's
absolutely.
That's beautiful. That's a great thing. That gives you a lot of, you know, helps you through the hard times, I suppose.
Thank you for this opportunity to help us get our word out and message and fundraising. And I think it'll help quite a bit. I appreciate it.
Well, we're sure happy to do what we can do here at WDRT. And I know we've got a whole bunch of great songs that are all ones that are local musicians down there or folks that you guys have connections with. And we're looking forward to playing that. But I want to just say a huge thank you for taking this time to chat with us, sharing your stories. I know some of these experiences are pretty hard and heavy, but it really helps to keep it in people's minds, keep it in front of mind. We're all in this together as human beings on this planet where we are right now with how the future may be rolling towards us. We got to practice some solidarity and fight the good fight and keep on working together.
Yes, indeed. Thank you.
Yeah, Julie, I just want to pass my thanks to you and your team there at WDRT for your kindness and giving us an opportunity to tell this story and for helping us. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much for that. And we look forward to our fundraiser on Saturday evening and to raising as much money as we can. And with this WRT challenge grant that they are doing, that we can get a good foundation for you to get rolling again.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Take care. Bye now.
Bye. All right. Well, that was really powerful to hear their true experiences from what's happening down there. And I'm sitting here today with Emily, the membership and outreach coordinator here at WDRT. And we've got a great playlist of music coming up. And we got this really fun event that's happening this Saturday, the 26th, over at the VFW. For a big fundraiser.
That's right, Julie. I've got my costume. You can see it on Saturday if you come to the event, but I'm excited. It's going to be a family-friendly event. My kids are going to be coming in costume, too. Mm-hmm. They can't wait. And we can talk a little bit more about that. I'm going to start playing a couple songs that the station gave us a playlist of local regional artists, and they're pretty cool. So I'm going to kick it off with a song called Sitting on Top of the World, and this is by an artist called Josh Goforth. We'll play a couple songs and then we'll chat again.
One sunny day, my good gal left me. No, she went away, but now she's gone. Lord, but I don't worry. Well, because I'm sitting on top of the world. And she called me up, a past San Antonio. Said, come on, baby, well, you know I need you so. Oh, but now she's gone. Lord, but I don't worry. Well, you know I'm sitting on top of the world. Mississippi River, Lord, it's running deep and wide. Well, I got me a woman way on the other side. Lord, but now she's gone. Oh, but I don't worry. Well, you know I'm sitting on top of the world. Think about it, David Hope. Stay out of my orchard. Well, honey, let my peaches be. Lord, but now she's gone. Lord, but I don't worry. Well, you know I'm sitting on top of the world. I said she's gone. Well, but I don't worry. Oh, you know I'm sitting on top of the world.
Well, I'd fall on my knees, I'd fall on my knees, fall on my knees just for you, little girl. Fall on my knees just for you. Well, I wish to the Lord I'd never been born. Died when I was young, little girl. Died when I was young. Then I never would have seen your blue, blue eyes. Heard your lying tongue, little girl. Heard your lying tongue. Look up, look down that lonesome road. Hang down your head and cry, little girl. Hang down your head and cry. Look up, look down that lonesome road. Know that I am gone, little girl. Know that I am gone.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Emily, Membership and Outreach Coordinator at WDRT, and we just listened to a couple great tunes that were put together by WART-FM in Marshall, North Carolina. The station was hit by a hurricane, and we are really feeling some solidarity with that station. We're doing a couple things to help raise some money for them, and we're also playing some of their songs, so I'm going to let you know what we just listened to. That was a song called Enchante from a band called Shake It Like a Caveman. This is a really interesting band. It's a one-man band, and Marshall, North Carolina has an annual mermaid festival. Seems like something that would be pretty cool here in Viroqua. Yeah, we're totally going to Marshall to the mermaid festival. But Shake It Like a Caveman plays on top of one of the art cars for one of the co-founders of WART in this mermaid parade. Shake It Like a Caveman. Okay, before that we heard Fall on My Knees from Sheila K. Adams. She is from Madison County, North Carolina, really well-known artist in that area. And then opening that set was Sitting on Top of the World live from an artist called Josh Goforth, featuring Tim Surrett and David Holt. And Josh was actually inspired to become a musician after seeing Sheila K. Adams perform at his middle school. So that's kind of a fun story.
Nice. Middle school dreams.
That's right.
All right. I am so excited to be sitting here with you, Emily, and talking about this benefit that we're having on Saturday,
yes.
Halloween weekend, kind of.
Spooky.
We're getting spooky, but we're also getting some fundraising going for WART down there in Marshall, North Carolina, Madison County down there. Pretty cool. We got this WART connection. And then we've got WORT in yes. Madison,
all
who's
the WRTs.
Doing this challenge grant. Yeah, we gotta keep each other close. So yeah, little sister stations.
That's right. Well, here's the details if you guys want to come out and help raise some money for WART. This hurricane relief benefit will be Saturday, October 26th, 6 to 10 p.m. at the Viroqua VFW. We're encouraging folks to wear costumes, bring your family, bring your friends. We're going to have DJs, a live band, and I can go through that lineup if you want to hear about it.
Yeah, I'm loving this lineup. Tell me.
So 6 p.m. we have DJ Mia. She's going to do a family-friendly pop hit mix. If Thriller is not on that playlist, I will be sad. I'm pretty sure it's going to be on there.
I bet there's some Taylor Swift in that mix, too, just because I don't know if I can go anywhere where Taylor Swift isn't.
That's right. Kids love T-Swift.
Oh, I hear it.
7 p.m., we've got Revenge of the Swamp Monsters. Whoa.
Sounds very Halloween appropriate.
It will be. So this is a super group. Yes. Featuring some local bands in our area, Daddy Long Legs, as well as Pie City Twisters. They're going to combine together and join forces. They do a lot of really fun covers. Daddy Long Legs was at WDRT's block party this summer, and everybody loved their set. So if you want to see more and see something really unique that you're probably not going to see again, come check out Revenge of the Swamp Monsters at 7 p.m. And then at 8 p.m., Booty Tunes for the Derriere with MC Slim. This Ooh. Is tunes to make your milkshake.
Yes, that is right. That is what our Wisconsin needs.
That's right. So she'll be bumping the tunes from 8 to 10, and then at 10 p.m., the VFW's karaoke will take over, their famous karaoke. So I hope you can come for some or all of that. We'll be accepting cash donations, check donations, and you can also donate online to WART at their website, wartfm.org.
You don't even need to wait for Saturday to do that one.
That's right.
You could do that right now.
And thanks to Julie, WORT-FM in Madison is also offering a grant. Tell us about that, Julie.
Yeah, they've got a $5,000 challenge grant. So the more money that we can raise at our fundraiser, the more money, like the double the more money that WART down there in Marshall, North Carolina can get. And for a small community, small radio station, that is huge. And they are starting from scratch again. Like, their radio station is on its side in the middle of the road. If you didn't hear our interview with everyone earlier, you can go to our radio station website, wdrt.org/relief. And hear that earlier part of the interview. But it is just listening to them talk about, like Joel was talking about, literally from his apartment window, watching his town sweep down the river.
I know.
Like, that just brings tears to my eyes, makes my heart clench, just like all of the ways that that would just have such a profound impact, mm-hmm. not to mention the going forward, the getting back to your regular life, and how community radio has been so powerful for helping this community get back to, you know, not quite normal. They're a long way from normal, but just get back to get things going. You know, where are, you know, things such as simple as oxygen tanks available in their community? Like, that is something that they can broadcast on air. That is something that the community members need to know. And, you know, that's community radio, like, to the core.
Exactly. It speaks to the power and need for community radio, I think, now more than ever. So we're really so pleased to be, you know, doing what we can in some small way to help them get back on their feet.
Yeah, yeah. Keep the music rolling and keep the community connected. That is what community radio station is all about.
Exactly. Well, speaking of keeping the music rolling, I've got a couple more songs that we can play that WART put together, some local regional North Carolina artists. Next up, I'm going to play a song called Train Tracks by an artist named Pierce Edens. Thank you.
God, I saw your face once down by the train tracks. So I walked down and waited for you to come back. And I thought I heard your voice. It was singing through the rails. There were miles of ties and spikes, and every one of them was wailing. And I thought I heard your breath rising up through the gravel, mixing with the breeze and waving in the trees above me. And I thought I felt you coming closer, like a train, as I lay there listening to the squealing of the brakes. I swear I saw your face. See, I thought I caught your scent once down by the river. So I walked down to the water and I waded in. And I thought I heard you laughing. You were laughing at the banks, and you were splashing in the waves, and you were soaking into my clothes and pulling me in closer the further I went. I swear I caught your scent. See, I thought I felt your hand hold me on the ridge, led me up to the cliffs, and I got right up to the edge when I felt you let me go and left there alone. I was standing on my own and I was just breathing in when I watched you catch a leaf, pull it from the trees, raise it up in the air. While I was standing there, and I swear I thought that it could be me rising up through the sky, leaving this old world behind. I'd be just dancing on the wind, and that's when I felt your hand holding me again. Thought I saw your face once down by the train track. So I walked down and waited for you to come back.
As I've traveled through this land, I've always kept a plan to never settle down in any one town. But as the home fires flicker dim, my thoughts go back to the girl I left behind, still on my mind. And the girl that I love said she'd wait for me when I returned. And I've always kept the urge to return to the home fires burn. Thank you. now the miles have come between. Many moons since I have seen the flame I hold so dear. I feel her near, and the face that I may cry illuminates the moon and sky. I ask the reason why, but no reply. And the girl that I love said she'd wait for me when I return, and I've always kept the urge to return to the home fires burn. Yes, I've always kept the urge to return to the home fires burn. Now I've traveled through this land, I've always kept the plan to never settle down in any one town. And the girl that I love said she'd wait for me when I return, and I've always kept the urge to return to the home fires burn. Yes, I've always kept the urge to return to the home fires burning.
Trials you've been through.
When Does It End? From Ashley Heath and Her Heathens off the album Where Hope Never Dies. And before that, we heard Home Fires from Sons of Ralph. And then opening that set was Train Tracks from Pierce Edens off their self-titled album. This is Emily. I'm the membership and outreach coordinator here at WDRT, and I'm joined in studio today with Julie Tomorrow.
Hi there, Emily.
And the first half of this show, we were doing an interview with WART-FM in Marshall, North Carolina, another community radio station that we're really... We've adopted them as our sister station, we've decided.
Yeah.
There's a lot of really cool similarities between Viroqua and Marshall. And that station was unfortunately decimated in Hurricane Helene. So thanks to Julie and her connections with people that work at the station, and then reaching out to us here at WDRT to see if we wanted to help support bringing attention to the station, to the issue that they're facing, and try to raise some money for them.
Yeah, I think we are going to do that at our very cool Saturday Halloween-themed fundraising dance party.
That's right.
That's right. It is going to be on Saturday at the VFW from 6 o'clock until 10 o'clock, and we've got some great DJs, we've got live music, and that's going to just roll right into the evening with VFW's karaoke, just great things happening. You want to list those DJs and the tunes?
I will. Yeah, 6 p.m. DJ Mia, family-friendly mix of pop hits. 7 p.m. Revenge of the Swamp Monsters. This is going to be a live band, super group, combining forces of Daddy Long Legs and the Pie City Twisters, and maybe some special guests. You'll have to come out to hear it. And then 8 p.m. we will have MC Slim, a DJ, slinging booty tunes for the Derriere from 8 to 10 p.m. We're also going to have candy, some snacks. We've got a spooky selfie station, so please come in your costumes. There isn't going to be a cover. This event is free, but we will be encouraging donations, and all of these are going to go directly to WART-FM in Marshall, North Carolina, to help them rebuild after the destruction of Hurricane Helene.
Yeah, listeners didn't get a chance to hear the interview from earlier, definitely recommend going to wdrt.org/relief, that radio show, or the whole show. This whole show is already posted there and really worth hearing about their experiences. And you can link right from there to WART-FM and drop them some donations that way if you can't make it to our dance party. But I think you should make it to the dance party.
Yes.
It's going to be fun.
Hope to see you there. The station put together a playlist of songs that we've been going through local regional artists in the North Carolina, Western North Carolina area. I've got time for... couple more songs, maybe one or two songs. So let me play for you now Estrelita by Bobby Hicks. Enjoy.